You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I believe the Lord wants me to stand before you as a vessel of mercy. You see that He uses us for His glory through thick and thin. You don't have to be perfect to be used of God. Stop waiting on perfection before you get into the house. Let Him sip from you. Let Him put you on the shelf and let you sit there until He uses you again. Sit there. Don't move until I tell you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Power to Press. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14.
Well, when my grandmother started losing her mind, she developed Alzheimer's. Some of the things that started coming back to her were those wars with him when they were younger. And sometimes she would act it out on me. I didn't understand it. I never struck her back, but I would get pinched and hit with pans. I didn't understand it as a child. I never had a desire to want to hurt her, though. I could tell she was losing her mind, but I didn't understand it. Why me? Because with Nick, he couldn't make a mistake. If she saw him, she'd pick him up. Oh, my God. I mean, just so much love. But with me, it just changed. It's like, God dang, mama. It's using profanity. In our house, that was not allowed. It wasn't no slip up. You couldn't say, the F word or the B word or none of that. So, but grandmama, I didn't know those words existed. But she was losing her mind. And the enemy years later tried to work with a complex with me. A complex, like maybe something is wrong with me. And it was only redemption that helped me to reconcile all of those things. When I had to run out of the house and go down the street at the McCullough's house just to be free from this stuff when my mama would leave home. I didn't tell my mother because I didn't want her to hurt. That's why I know kids can hide secrets. And the Lord just helped me with it. I was able to forgive my grandmother. I was able to put things in their proper place, not because they were in their proper place, but because of redemption. As I gained revelation on redemption, I was able to release her to glory. She didn't mean it. She had trauma too. God reconciled it. And He gave me the power to press through those moments so I can teach you. Not from a place of desire, but a place of reality. I'm on the other side of that anger. It's in its proper place. And I'm moving forward. That's why patience is so important to all of us. That's why patience is so important to all of us. As I raise up leaders, I see, but thank God for patience. As I raise up sons, I see you, but He's given me patience. As I raise up daughters, I see. but he's given me patience. Sometimes it takes 3 years to transition out. And I wait. The sun rose. We had our coffee. I didn't sleep well at night. And I wait. It's time for lunch. It's time for lunch. And I don't feel like going to the store. Can you go for me? Here's a sub, and I wait. It's evening time, and it's almost time to go home. But I just got a call. I need to stay in the office just a few more minutes. That turns into 2 hours, and I wait. Now it's time to go to sleep, but I am so agitated and full of anxiety, I can't rest. Crown Royal or the peace of God? And I wait. Here's a peek into the life of someone who leaks in front of you. Thank God for patience. And I can see your struggles too. And I wait. I wait on you to say I'm going to shift. I'm going to grow, or I'm going to press through this, especially when you see someone leaking before you as an example. Amen. Well, it's hard to identify with Jesus, so he puts somebody in front of you. Amen. And when the next time somebody hurts you, you need to wait. Amen. Patience is maintaining health and developing faith during prolonged periods of discomfort and even pain. It is maintaining health and developing faith. This is patience. Maintaining health, mental health, and developing faith during prolonged periods of discomfort and even pain. Do you have patience? Let me say it again. It is maintaining health and developing faith during prolonged periods of discomfort and even pain. And God needs leaders to develop patience. And until you get it, you got to press. God's plan is redemption, but what about his purpose and his pursuits and pursuits? His purpose for us is reconciliation. That's his expressed purpose, is reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 said he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Perfect union, perfect combination. Perfect combination. Love plus you and me. Perfect combination. Couldn't ask for anything better. Come on, Johnny Gill. Stacy Lattersaw, maybe? Am I right? Perfect combination. We fit to a T, a perfect combination. That is purpose and pursuits. Couldn't ask for any better. We fit to a T, purpose and pursuits. And if you let God work it out and we start pressing through some hard times, we would be a perfect combination. Your pastor and the congregation, as we walk through things together, as you suffer along with me and I suffer along with you, we can get through it together. Believe me, very few people would do what I'm doing right now. I believe the Lord wants me to stand before you as a vessel of mercy, and you see that he uses us for his glory through thick and thin. You don't have to be perfect to be used of God. Stop waiting on perfection before you get into the house. Let him sip from you. Let him put you on the shelf and let you sit there until he uses you again. Sit there. Don't move until I tell you. Huh? What? Don't say nothing. Don't say a word. Get quiet. Aga, that's all you want to do. Be quiet until I tell you to move. You don't move yourself, I move you. I'm speaking to the cup. Like God is speaking to us. You're not in charge. I don't care how fine you are, how beautiful. You're not in charge. He's in charge. As we deal with purposes and pursuits, love is the key. Say love is the key.
Love is the key.
If I know you love me, I can endure. But if I ever doubt the love, it's going to be challenging. I know God loves me. I just know it. I know it. Listen, man, my wife and I came from humble beginnings. I ain't have 3 TVs or 5 TVs in my house. 1 box TV. I spent a year without going to the movies or to dinner and all of that just to make sure that I could tithe. Nobody was whipping me. Nobody gave me a whip to say, you've got to do it. This is my commitment to God. If you say it's real, I'm going to try you. But my press was a year without doing any extracurricular activities. And after a year, it opened up. I go to work, go home, and sit in my house like this here looking. With all of this strength and all of this knowledge. But my faith was being tested. When Pastor and I got married, we didn't have a lot. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have stuff flowing like I do now. I didn't have that. And I was battling with trauma issues. So you say the wrong thing, it may trick. Like, what? What did you say that? You know, like that. I was moving like that. What did you mean by that? Wow. I'm an alpha, man. What are you talking about? I'm not one of these betas. Or Charlie. You can say whatever you want, but I can't say nothing. What? I'm not that way. I wasn't even built that way. What did you say? Pastor, she's just speaking in tongues and praying and all of that. I didn't, praying. Ugh. Listen, man, that prayer helped me, but I'm just saying, I'm looking natural. You spiritual, natural. Don't come talking about, I know the scripture too. What are you talking about? God had to work on me. Listen, y'all want alpha? Let me tell you what come with it. I want my man to, what, you want him to carry your bags in church and be your armor bearer? And that's what you want? That's what you see. I want a man with me in church. So he's supposed to make sure that I can move in my gifts. What if you had an alpha? He know the word like you. What you do with it? You see, I disagree with that concept. What do you do then? That's good. That's a good comeback. Pray. Or what if you marry a person that she knows the word and you don't know it? What do you want? You want her to dummy down? You married her because she's a good person, but you don't even want to study? You don't want to study the word, or your practice is not measuring up to what she knows in her character? What do you do then? You got to pray, but you better grow. The pastor knew the word. She was preaching before me, so what are you talking about? She knew the word. I couldn't just tell her what the scriptures say. Submit. I had to grow, man. Thank you, Lord. I'm watching a lot of religion and people and ministry. And you got to be kind to each other. If you know the word, you got to be kind. You can't use it as a battering ram, as a bludgeon. Got to be patient. And I got an insatiable appetite for the word. And for 10 years, I was in it. I was in it so heavy as I was growing and expanding. I'd be talking to her sometimes and she would fall asleep. I mean, listen. But instead of saying, you fall asleep while I'm teaching, I just realized that maybe I need to come out of the word sometime and just speak. Y'all ain't ready for it, man. Like you all that got the word, ladies got the word, and you're wondering why the man doesn't move. Sometimes you got to come out of the word. Just be practical. You want some coffee? Man, I'm preaching, man. Love is the key. Love is God's purpose. Love is God's purpose. There's a purpose for police and community. You got to find it. There's a purpose for ethnicities. You got to find it. There's a purpose for rich and poor. You got to find it. If everybody's rich and there is no poor, we would have chaos. And nobody would respect the rich. There's a reason why there's rich and poor. There's a reason why there are the us's and the don'ts in the house of God, the haves and the have-nots. There's a reason why he made it that way. The ones that don't have shouldn't be looking at others and saying, I'm less than, and the ones that do have shouldn't look down on others and say, you're less than. God has it all in the house for the balance of the house. Where's the love, though? Thank you, Lord. If I had everything and you had nothing, I should share something with you, but I can't share all of mine with you. I got to cut it off sometimes. That may feel funny. You got it and you still didn't give it and you test me. But what did you do when you had it? Did you even think about me? No, you thought about you. So it's easy to judge when you don't have. But what did you do when you had? Thank you, Lord. This is why God wants us in the house to find the purpose. God wants to meet legitimate needs, so he gives us resources, purpose, and pursuits. I found out as a leader that I have to press through all of these issues and find the wisdom of God to help me through. There's a reason why there are men and women in a community. Starters and finishers. A lot of people start, but very few finish. There's a reason why there are preachers and prisoners in a community. God is trying to give the church a mandate. I put these things in your community for my glory, that you will reach beyond yourselves and share the gospel with a dying world so they can be saved. There's a reason why there are aberrations and then forgiveness. That's how he uses, that's what he uses. Problems, aberrations, moving away from the norm. And then you have to forgive. It helps to build you. Thank you, Lord. I had a man to leave the church, and he said he left because I didn't speak to him when I walked past him. Well, instead of getting upset like he was, I realized that he had trauma in his life. So when I pulled on the string, I found out that what he associated to me was something that he associated with his father that never came to a game. Well, most people don't think deep enough to go there. But instead of me, my life and my experience said, that's just too small for a man to walk away from a church. Let me pull on this string to find out why we are where we are. Amen. Come to find out he was disappointed with his father. And anybody saying that to me, he put me on that pinnacle, and it was easy to cast me down because he never forgave. I didn't see you, man. I didn't ignore you. I didn't see you. And I had my mind on something else. So you put all of that on me. So let's put it on you. Let's turn it on you. Have you ever walked past anybody and not spoke? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why a lot of times in ministry, many of you can have these preconceived notions and talk about church hurt. All it is trauma and triggers that cause it to surface again in your life. Where's the love? Where's the patience? Where's the press? Here's another press, dedication and devotion. Write it down. The past is behind us. Our future is bright. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes to a bright future. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open up the eyes of your mind that you may be enlightened, to help us behold our God in the beauty of his splendor. There is specific steps to more dynamic devotion unto the Lord. Write it down. Devotion is a gateway or passageway. It is not the destination. It is a gateway or passageway. It focuses on the pursuit for intimacy. It is not intimacy. It focuses on the pursuit of intimacy. Well, you say, well, I want to be more intimate with God. If you have no devotion, you're not pursuing the intimacy. And there needs to be a press if you're ever going to become intimate with God in worship. Now, for those of us that don't know God, or it's not easy, or we have a problem with our fathers, you need to press even the more. Because the devotion is the passageway, and it helps us to pursue intimacy with God. Worship is intimacy, not devotion. But it is a passageway. Are you even on the track for devotion to move toward intimacy? Submission to God is the most taxing on your flesh. And that's why it's easy to back away from it. You have to pursue it with all diligence. I hear the Holy Spirit even speaking to me now that many of us have battled with that, battled with intimacy. We've had intimacy with family members and intimacy with programs, but not with God. And there's a distance there, and he wants to close the gap. Yeah. Know this, that no personal achievement can earn spiritual intimacy. No personal achievement can earn a spiritual position. No matter how well you do on a test, it didn't make you rise in your spirituality. No matter how much money you have in the bank, it didn't make you qualify in heaven. None of it can pass through the portal. It is intimacy with God that qualifies you in heaven. Amen. The reason why you come to listen to me, I was teaching at one of the schools in Tied Together, and one of the kids came up afterwards, and Conrado was there, and when the kid came up to me, he said, where do you lecture? I said, I preach. He said, lecture. The kid used the word lecture. Well, I realize some things when I lecture, when I'm sharing with you the word of God, that no personal achievement makes me rise up in my spirituality. No matter how many accolades I get in a community or ribbons I may cut. What makes me rise up in spirituality is my time with God. Amen. So we need to push. What do you mean push, Bishop? The Bible says we need to press toward the goal. And that press is important, so God is infusing the press. As we do first watch, as we look over the expanse at where he wants to take us this year, we must press toward the goal.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Power to Press, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Classes will begin on Monday, February 3rd. Ring in the new year and level up your financial knowledge at the 3-week Financial IQ class starting Tuesday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Sign up today using the mobile app, on the website at truthrevealed.org, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Sign up for the life-changing Driven group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information. Grief Share will begin on Tuesday, February 25th at 6:30 p.m. It will provide valuable guidance and tips to help you move through the emotions of grief. Workbooks are available online or at the sessions. Visit griefshare.org to register for a group. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.